Eventually she caught on to the pattern and began to understand it. The first time she remembered doing it was when she was a child, perhaps 5. They were playing the seeking game, and she had hidden herself in a large empty wine barrel. An older boy had found her and was about to call out her name. She remembered how desperately she had wanted to remain hidden, to not let her part in the game end. She had been staring up at him, crouched in the barrel, willing him not to see her. As soon as their eyes met, a strange look came over his face. She wished he would forget he had seen her. She had blinked at him. And then he had walked away. When she had asked him why he hadn't revealed her, he scolded her for telling stories. The gift made her special. She realized that. When there were difficult chores to be done, she could make herself escape notice. She did that for several years, actually, until she realized that by stealing memories, she was becoming invisible to the family. No one called her for supper. Her room was given away to others. It frightened her how subtly it developed. The gift transformed into a curse. When she was 12, she stopped using her power for a full year, and things began to change, and all for the better. She used it occasionally now, and only for trifling things, like escaping an unwanted conversation when she'd rather use her free time to roam outside. She wanted to be remembered, and more importantly, loved. The air smelled like summer, and she savored it. She was 16, full of life and energy, and happier than an orphan should be. She could not imagine a better place to live than the Winemiller Vineyard. As she walked away from the main house, staring back at the glow coming from lamps in the windows, Faye shuddered with pleasure and tramped briskly towards the rows of grapevines. She delighted in roaming the grounds and being outside. And now that her chore of putting the little ones to bed was finished, she wanted to savour the final moments of sunlight. The sun was nearly down, but she could see well into the dusky sky. They lived in the foothills, west of Stone Hollow, leagues away from the city. Their nearest neighbours were not close, and she relished the privacy and the feeling of family they had. There were 17 children in all, some teens like herself, and many younger than Brielle. The Winemillers could not have children of their own, and she considered herself fortunate to have been adopted by them. Dame Winemiller was short and squat, quick to laugh and tease and tell a story. She was generous and fun-loving, and unfortunately rarely able to keep a conversation brief. Her husband, Master Winemiller, was taciturn and hard-working. He had a temper sometimes, which cowed everyone in the house, but he worked hard and demanded others did as well. He was strong, though not big, and he laboured from sunrise to well past sunset, making sure all the chores were done to his standards, and threatening dawdlers with a hand gesture that promised a thrashing, regardless of their age. Faye tousled the grape leaves as she roamed the vineyard, enjoying the give of the sandy earth beneath her work boots, and relishing the thought of another fall harvest, when the grapes were finished and it was time to make wine. She loved climbing into the vats and pressing the grapes by foot. The small children relished doing that too. She loved her life. The Winemillers had taught her how to run a homestead, how to make wine, how to bake and sew, how to chop wood and sharpen an axe, to swim in ice-cold water and to dry fruit into raisins. Summer was fun, but her favourite time of year was the fall. Harvest was amazing. And then there was the fortnight when Master Winemiller and the oldest boys took the wagons into Stone Hollow and sold the barrels to Priya Chan traders bound for Havenrook and the auctions. Without his strict hand, it was the most carefree time of the year. Faye longed for it. There was someone coming up the road. In the dusk, it was difficult to see. Rarely did a traveller arrive at the end of the day without intending to stay the night. She slowed her walk, continuing to glide through the green leaves. Buds of grapes were just starting to arrive on the stems. They would probably start culling soon. She stared at the approaching figure, feeling a prick of apprehension. There was something familiar about the gate.